Good day, and welcome to CFRU's Radio Drama Listening Lounge. Today you will hear an episode in a series of vignettes entitled The Cornerstone Diaries. All stories were recorded at the Cornerstone Cafe and were written by students in the School of English and Theatre Studies. The only guideline that we gave to writers was that the story had to take place at the Cornerstone. This short series is being broadcast in episodes twice weekly. You can tune in Tuesdays at 12:30 during our regular noon show, Off the Beaten Track, or following Public Interest Radio, Wednesdays at 6:55 p.m. This project is evolving, and we're interested in your feedback and participation. If you would like to participate as an actor, a writer, a sound technician, or an editor, please contact me, Jen Moore, at 824-4120, extension 56920.
Hey, finally you showed up. I've been waiting for hours.
Whatever, it's only been like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I got you some hot chocolate. No whipped cream, though. Well, I took a couple of sips out of it. I'm not sick or anything. I'm sure you won't get any glaucoma if you drink it. Wanna read something? Maybe interesting.
What is it this time? Another 3 lines of an essay?
No, it's a poem.
And you won't cry or anything if I tear it apart?
No, I won't. Promise. I got another invitation to publish it. This company seems much more interesting, though, and I get a whole page for myself. Pretty exciting.
Well, well, congratulations. It's really exciting, Mary, honestly. Look at you. Here you are, and your poems keep getting published.
I don't know. Hope it's okay. I mean, you never know what they want.
Let's see. The Moments. That's an interesting title. What's it about?
If you read it, you'll find out.
Okay. Ooh, where are you going with this? The hour you talked in the shower?
Well, keep reading it.
Wow. This is really nice, Mary. I really like it. The second that I became second? Wow, it's nice. I like that line.
I wrote it a long time ago.
It's beautiful.
Thanks. So, what do you think? Any major corrections? Oh, look, here's Katie. Katie! Over here! What took you so long?
Hey, Mary, it never fails, huh? Screaming in the middle of a coffee shop.
Well, we pay for it. We might as well enjoy it. Besides, coffee's so expensive here.
Oh, Mary. How are you doing, Alex? Did you get those notes from the WebCT? I don't know what the point of going to lectures anyways if I'm just going to fall asleep.
You got a point there. Where are you coming from?
Oh, anatomy. You won't believe how much you have to memorize. Look, here. This is phalanges on the fingers, metacarpals in the hand, carpals in the wrist, radius and ulna in the forearm, and the humerus in the upper arm, and then the clavicle and scapula that make up the shoulder.
Okay, that's enough. But I have to say, that's impressive. I hate memorizing things like that.
Good job. Have you been to your lab yet?
Is that the dead people's lab?
Yep, I remember my first lab. I almost puked. I couldn't touch the bodies. Everybody was, like, touching them and turning them around. And I just watched. I thought I'd never make it through the course, but I did.
I have my lab tomorrow, and I'm really not looking forward to it. I feel sick just thinking about it.
Imagine if you open the bag and it's your uncle or some relative. That would be creepy.
Well, they make sure it's not anybody's relative. They actually exchange bodies with the states to reduce the risk of somebody opening up a relative. That would be really sad.
But what if someone from the U.S. is studying here? I mean, what do they do if it's a relative?
I just hope it's nobody I know. Otherwise, I'll drop the class and sue the profs.
You'll get quite a bit of money out of it.
Shut up, Mary. But imagine keeping a body for the whole year. Imagine what that does to a family, having to renew the grief all over again. I can't do that to my family. I will donate all my organs, but I just can't put my family through that.
Yeah, I can't imagine doing that.
So, how was lunch yesterday?
What?
How was lunch yesterday?
What's that got to do with anything?
I don't know, just changing the subject. I'm getting a little depressed talking about death, you know.
Huh?
What? We've been talking about dead bodies since Katie got here. I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to talk about it. It's depressing.
So, you think we should be talking about yesterday's lunch?
Well, anything really.
You're ridiculous.
No, I'm not. Just because I'm not taking science, it does not mean I'm stupid. I just don't want to talk about dead bodies right now.
Who says you're stupid?
Us art freaks know a lot can be said without words.
You know, I don't get you sometimes.
Okay, drop it, you guys. I'll tell you what I had for lunch yesterday.
We really don't want to hear about it.
But I really want to tell you about it. It was great. I had a lunch date with Adam.
Get out of here.
I'm serious. He's been rather nice lately, so we decided to meet up for lunch.
And
what? We had lunch, that's it.
What are you not telling us? Come on, do tell. You just can't have lunch with the hottest guy on earth and not tell us all about it.
There's nothing to tell, really. I don't know. It went well. A bit awkward, but was good. He's really funny. Kept me laughing the whole time.
Ooh.
Shut up.
What? Did I say anything? So what happened?
Nothing.
Come on, do tell.
Fine.
I knew there was something.
Okay, so the other day when I went shopping at the market, I saw him and tried to ignore, but he saw me and he came over and we started talking. We talked about everything. He's so funny. And we ended up doing the whole shopping trip together. He got these cutest little plums and took a bite out of one without even washing it, and then offered me a bite. I didn't want to look like a snob or anything, so I took a bite. Later, I got really sick, but that's a different story.
And when did he ask you out?
Well, he didn't really. I kind of did.
No way. You asked him out? Way to go, Miss Little. I'm too shy.
Well, we were talking about food and restaurants and stuff, and I mentioned that Angel's Diner was really good, and he said he had to see for himself. He was joking, so I said it was really good, and I'll prove it to him. And he said lunch would be nice, and well, that was that.
So what's now? Are you going to see him again?
Yeah.
Ooh, Katie's got a boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend.
But he's gonna be soon.
Well, I don't know.
Look at you, you're all red. He obviously likes you. Aw, how cute.
Well, he's a hottie, no doubt about that.
Uh-oh, speak of the devil, here he comes. I'm off to the bathroom. You two have fun.
I'm coming with you. Have fun with Mr. Hottie.
Guys, come back. Don't be so silly.
Hey.
Hey, Adam, what are you doing here?
Just getting a coffee. Are you here by yourself?
No, Mary and Alex are here. They went to the bathroom.
I thought all girls go to the bathroom at the same time.
I had to guard our bags.
Okay. I better get in line.
Okay, good idea. Stupid. Ah, why is he here? Okay. Calm down.
Those guys weren't even on the line. My buddies are waiting outside, but I'll see you at the market, right? Oh, no. I'll see you tomorrow for the DJ thing.
Yeah, sure, of course. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
So?
How did it go?
You guys are just making a big deal out of nothing.
So, how come he left? Didn't want to stay with his new girlfriend?
He's not my boyfriend. And he was in a rush.
Yeah.
Seriously, guys, it's not a big deal.
So, what happens if Jen finds out?
Why should that matter? They broke up a long time ago.
But she is your best friend.
No, she's not. She's acting pretty weird these days. Besides, she's all over Mike now. I don't think she'll even remember Adam when she sees him.
Remember how she went through Ryan like that? The poor boy had all his hopes up. She is so cruel.
I know. Like, the other day I went to her house and she stood me up for like an hour.
Where was she?
In the shower.
What? In the shower? For an hour?
Yeah. We arranged to meet at 1, but she was in a shower and didn't come out till like 2.
You're kidding me.
God is my witness.
That's awful. I can't believe this. Like, who does that, eh? Why did you stay?
Well, I really didn't know how long she was gonna be, so I kept waiting, and I eventually figured I might as well stay.
Mary, can you believe that? Like, who does that? What was she doing in the shower for that long?
Shaving.
But everybody shaves. It doesn't take that long, believe me. The maximum is like 20 minutes. It's tops.
But she shaves everything. That must take a long time, you know.
That's disgusting.
I know. And the nerve to tell me that? Like, what does she think she is? She's so much like my mother.
Ew, don't remind me of that. Did you know, Mary? Katie's mom shaves everything.
So?
But it's the heat. I sweat so much, and I just don't want the sweat to be stuck on the hair. It's for hygiene purposes. Or you could just take a shower.
Your mother is something, really. My mom is so quiet, but then she doesn't have to tell us anything. We see it for ourselves.
What?
Yeah, man. Our second floor is like a closed free zone at my house. At least for my mother it is. I stopped bringing friends over since I was in 7th grade.
Imagine that, eh? Hi, Miss Baloney. How come your boobs are all floppy like that? That would be some questions to answer. My ex-boyfriend once showed me this picture of a girl who had these huge nipples. They're like this long and thick. pretty disgusting. And he said if my boobs ever looked like that, he'd divorce me. But we broke up anyways, so I guess that didn't matter much.
That's pretty funny. I just hope my moms aren't genetic.
Just in case you didn't know, floppy boobs comes with age, not genes.
Thanks for that reminder, but I know that already. My major is genetics, remember? My mom has big nipples too. That's why I said I hope it's not genetic.
Whatever.
What?
Did I say anything?
Maybe you should.
Yeah, maybe I should say something. How do you think your brother feels about seeing your mother naked all the time?
How do I know? I don't know. My mom has been walking around naked since I can remember. I don't think it matters anymore.
Maybe you should ask him.
Why are you so concerned anyways?
Why? Are you seriously asking me why? Can't you see what that may do to him? How would you feel if your father walked around naked?
But he doesn't.
But what if he did?
Why are you pushing this?
Because I'm so sick and tired of you two. Every time you get together, you always go on talking about other people. Did you know Jen shaves everything? So what if she does? Who cares? It's her decision. It's her choice. Let it be.
But don't you
but
think...
what? You act as if you're the only ones that are right. The holy ones. That everything you do is right and everybody else is somehow a weirdo. You're so selfish like that. Maybe you two are the weirdos.
Mary, calm down.
Calm down what? Are you afraid that everybody will hear me letting out your little secret? You're so engaged in this protective cup of yours that everything has to revolve around you. Don't you think that maybe it's not funny that your mother walks around naked? Have you ever stopped and think about that?
What does that have to do with anything?
Oh God, the ignorance. You know what? Never mind. Sorry I interrupted. Go ahead and keep talking. I'm going to get some hot chocolate and feel free to talk about me. I know all about your secret house of gossip. But if that's the only way that makes you feel better about yourself, then be it.
What's wrong with Mary anyhow?
I don't know. I've never seen her go off like that.
I wonder what's nagging her. Hey, look, everybody's looking at us.
I know. Just try to ignore them. Do you think Mary's right?
To be honest, I think maybe she's into your brother.
Really? No. Maybe. I can see that.
Oh, I get it now. She likes him and that's why she's so upset for him.
No, I don't like your brother. He's a nice guy, but I'm not interested in him, okay? And that is for the record.
No, we didn't mean it like that.
I'm sure you didn't. Can we get this over with? We came here to talk about the party, not personal lives. So let's get on with it. Katie, where are we on the process?
I got this here. Okay, so we have agreed it's going to be on the 27th. Okay, how many people do we want?
I don't know. I was thinking like 20?
20? But what if 10 people don't show up? Then we're left with 10. And that's not fun.
Yeah, you're right.
So what if we invite, say, 40 people and... if some people don't show up, we still have enough people to make it a big surprise.
That's a good idea. So we need, say, about 50 invitation cards just to be on the safe side. And let's see. Yeah, I think we're okay on the budget. Yep. So that's it. Who's going to do the invitations?
Mary, how about you?
Sure, I can do that.
And we also need a DJ. We shouldn't forget about that.
Don't worry, I got that under control. I'm meeting with Adam tomorrow just to see what kind of music he's into and all that.
Ooh, your boyfriend.
Shut up, he's not my boyfriend.
Anyways, good. I think we're going somewhere with this. She'd love us for this.
What about Kelly? Does she have any idea we're doing this? We have to make sure she's completely in the dark.
That's really important.
I'll make sure I mention that on the invitation. I hate to ruin surprise parties. So, how's the proposal going? Do we have a hall yet?
I'm still working on that. The meeting tomorrow should take care of that.
So when do we want to meet again? This seems like a good place.
How about the same day, same time next week?
Sounds good. I really think we're doing the right thing. Kelly has been through so much lately, and this birthday party will mean so much to her. Honest, guys.
Yeah, but that's what friends are for, right? Anyways, girls, I have practice in like an hour. I better start going. Sometimes I wonder why I ever joined the team. Running 5 days a week is way too much, seriously. Later, girls. Have to catch the bus.
Later, hun. She's such a doll. What would I do without her?
A lot of things.
Whatever. Anyhow, what's wrong with you? You sound like you swallowed a lemon.
Nothing.
I know that smile a bit too well. So something's up. What is it?
Nothing, okay? Anyways, you think my poem is real okay?
Yeah, it's good. I'm really happy for you.
I have to go meet that girl for my psych class.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, have fun.
What time is... what bus are you taking?
4:15.
Well, give me a call when you get home, okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, see you later.
Have fun. You know, I don't think it's my brother. I really wonder what's up. Definitely something she's not telling me.
You've been listening to an episode in the first series of the Cornerstone Diaries. All stories were written by students from the School of English and Theater Studies and were recorded in the Cornerstone Cafe. This short series is being broadcast in episodes twice weekly. You can tune in Tuesdays at 12:30 during our regular noon show, Off the Beaten Track, or following Public Interest Radio, Wednesdays at 6:55 p.m. This project is evolving, and we're interested in your feedback and participation. If you would like to participate as an actor, a writer, a sound technician, or an editor, please contact me, Jen Moore, at 824-4120, extension 56920.